Right now, it is time to bring in Pat Pagano. We hope he's feeling better again today. Good morning there, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for asking. Yes, I am. I have to tell you, there were times yesterday where it was like waves would come over me where I just would get that whole feeling again. Fatigue. Even a little bit of stomach upset. And I would say, oh, goodness. And then it would leave. But so far, so good this morning. So this is all a reaction from this COVID booster, which, of course, I have to say, almost took on the protest, because I really do feel that me personally, I'm not talking about anybody else, I've been over-vaccinated. I don't really care what CDC says or anybody else and all the new variants coming in and everything like that. I really do feel that after three shots in the last year and a half, I should have enough. And I'm done. I'm done with that. And they still want me to get the shingles vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine and the flu vaccine. I'm not getting the flu vaccine, so that's out of the question. Never did, never will. the pneumonia and the shingles vaccine, I know it's important. I spoke with my yogurt instructor last night, who is a she. And she says, I don't get any vaccines at all. And I said, not even the shingles? She says, no. She said, any of these things can be counteracted with natural, harmless remedies. I said, you're kidding. She goes, nope. She says, there are things to combat all of it. She said, that will not harm you. But she doesn't believe in putting any of that into her body. And she's gone through, over 2 years. She hasn't missed a day teaching yoga, and she has not had COVID. And she's in class with a lot of people, so maybe she's got something there. But in the meantime, I have a very little to worry about until Sunday. Weather-wise, sunny to partly cloudy and breezy today, 55 to 60, 35 to 40, partly cloudy tonight. There'll be some cloudy periods Friday, but overall, nice day, 60. I think Saturday's a nice day, sun and a few clouds, 65 to 70, but it clouds up and we get rain on Sunday. How quick the rain moves in is still a timing question. Some models want to move the rain in by Sunday morning. Other models are saying not until sometime after 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I'll go with that for now. I may have to change it, 60 to 65, and we still have some rain and drizzle, cool and damp weather on Monday.
But then you say a warm-up's coming after that, right?
Well, it'll be in the 60s. That's, for this time of the year, that's a warm-up.
Yeah.
Because, look at your normal high at this time of the year. Right now is 62, and I can guarantee you that by next week, it's going to be in the 50s. So anything above, 58, 59 next week would be milder than normal. And of course, it's livable. What can I say? I know my lawn is very pretty, nice and green, looks beautiful, have the Halloween decorations out. I will leave all the wires there when I take them down so that the wires are already in place for the Christmas stuff, and we'll just move on and on and on. I see so many things on the internet, Marshall, all these different guys and, meteorologists, weathercasters, services, talking about the winter and how it is just going to be brutal, especially the middle of the country, given the middle of the country always has the worst weather.
Yeah, especially the upper Midwest.
Upper Midwest. So I don't see that being anything, rocket science there. But a lot of them are forecasting, a lot of snow, a lot of cold for the Northeast. My thinking is that, it could happen, but am I strongly inclined to believe that? And the answer is no. So it could turn out to be a Marshall Miles winter. We shall see. What do I mean by that? Reasonable amounts of snow, reasonable cold air, nothing extreme or dramatic. You'll accept that, right, Marshall?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I'd much rather have snow than ice.
Yeah. I totally agree.
I'd much rather have snow than rain and 35 degrees.
Right, right. Very nasty. Very, very nasty.
I can deal with driving in snow. You know, if it snows and it's we see you get a storm, and in the height of the storm, yeah, you got winds. But after the storm's over, if the temperature's 20, 25, 30 degrees, I can deal with all that. I just can't deal with ice and cold rain. That's just the worst thing.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be saying this a few times, but, again, when it rains at this time of the year and the leaves come down, the leaves can be as slippery as ice.
Oh, yeah.
So when you drive, please be careful of wet leaves.
Never mind that. If you've got wet leaves and you've got a wooden deck and you walk on your wooden deck,
oh, yay.
It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct. But yep. So that's it. I wish I could tell you that the only thing I watched yesterday was the next to last episode of Dope Sick, which is just incredible when you just watch all the stuff, you know. Interestingly enough, you know whose name appears in this?
Who?
Which I was pretty shocked. You'll probably say you're not. Giuliani. Do you know that he was involved in that whole thing with Oxycontin and Purdue?
Yeah.
And I was shocked. And I said, you know, probably some people that I would talk to about that, they would say, why are you shocked? You know, well, I am shocked, but, you know, of course, not him, but an actor plays him, and they use his name. So I guess they can, if it's true, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if they're going off court records and stuff like that, yes, they can.
Well,
because they're not making it up.
So, yeah, very interesting, very, very interesting series. If you want to get into that.
What I noticed yesterday, I had to go down to the hospital for special surgery for some tests, and I chose the campus, which is in Stanford, okay?
Right.
I mean, absolute beautiful facility in Stanford. But about halfway down there, I noticed they have much better leave coverage than we do. We're ragtag up here. And their leaves down there were their trees were full. And
colorful.
And colorful.
Yeah, you know, I'm noticing up here, we have the Corsican Mountains here. I'm noticing the color there is beautiful too. I think what mattered is who got the rain and who got the cooler temperatures. All of that had to combine. So that could be a reason why it's so different from one location to the other. I know up in northern New England, it's just past peak, and the storm of last week brought a lot of the colors down in northern New England.
Well, I was amazed at this facility, how beautiful it was. I mean, it is just, I don't... You wonder where businesses get the money to build these things. I mean, this place was unbelievable. I was in there, right? And before the doctor saw me, I had pre-registered and everything, they ran tests on me, MRIs, X-rays, all this stuff, five or six tests. So when they finished that up and they get me into the doctor's office, within 5 minutes, she's in there, and we're going over the results, looking at the results.
Yep.
Within 5 minutes of me finishing all the tests, we're in the office and looking at all the results.
That's pretty incredible.
It's amazing.
That is pretty incredible. They're very similar to one of the urgent care facilities here in the Lower Hudson Valley called Crystal Run. When you go there, if you're not scheduled for a test and you go there because you're sick, like when I went, was sick, they take all the tests immediately. And, of course, you know, the doctor's examining you, blah, 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 blah. Then he tells you, you know, hang on, In a few minutes, we'll have the results of your test, and I'll be back. And you have to wait, you know, maybe 15, 20 minutes, but they come back and they have the results of all your tests. Now, if you went to a regular kind of urgent care, you know, they're going to check you out. They're going to say, we really recommend that you go for this test, that test, you know, blah, 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 blah. But not here. It's everything all in one, just like you described. And to me, it's worth its weight in gold.
It just amazed me. The test took about 20 minutes, and then my brother and I sat in the office for about 5 minutes, and in she came, and boom, off to the races we went. And she spent an hour with us.
Wow. And the results were all good?
No.
Oh, they weren't.
No. They're not bad, but they're upsetting. They're upsetting. I'll just put it that way. And she was very good the way she explained things out there. They're not bad. I mean, no danger rating, but they're just, there's like five or six different other things I got to, it beats being 6 feet underground.
Yep, but then again, none of us know that either, right?
That's right. You never can tell.
You never can tell, right, exactly.
Maybe there's a beautiful golf course with a swimming pool and everything waiting for me on the other side.
That's right, where you could actually walk the full length of the golf course.
That's right.
You never, ever, you just don't know, but that's what keeps everybody going, right?
Yeah.
Because truthfully, this is just from what the Catholic religion believes, this is just a stopover. This is just a stopover to, quote, the real life.
Well, she did a great job. It was I'm very happy with the doctor. She's very, very good.
Are you going to use her again?
Oh yeah.
You will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
So,
well, Pat,
it was productive. Good. Yeah. I'm glad it was. And you have to still take care of yourself. And I guess until tomorrow, which is the TGIF day.
I'll say so.
Stay
long.
Nice and warm.
And keep feeling good.
Thank you.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, bye, Marcia.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.